Pilar Ortiz. Hello, I'm Pilar Ortiz, the author of The A to Z of Spanish Culture. Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you want to find out more about Spanish culture, visit the blog a2zofspanishculture.com or follow me on Twitter, A Spanish Culture. I hope you enjoy this chapter of the ebook, The A to Z of Spanish Culture. D is for duende. D is for duende, a small elf-like magical creature. However, if you have come across any literature on Federico García Lorca or on flamenco, you're more likely to be familiar with duende as a concept of divine artistic inspiration, which gives the performer an edge, a unique spine-chilling effect. The terms duende and Lorca often go hand in hand. In his 1933 lecture, Juego y Teoría del Duende, he referred to it as el espíritu oculto de la dolorida España, the hidden spirit of a Spain in pain. The pain which is expressed by the performers, mainly in the south of Spain. El duende no está en la garganta. El duende sube por dentro desde la planta de los pies. Duende is not in the throat. Duende surges through your insides from the soles of your feet. Just reading some of Lorca's work can send shivers down your spine. The last scenes of La Casa de Bernarda Alba, House of Bernarda Alba, the story of five daughters oppressed by their mother, or the hunt for the bride and groom in Bodas de Sangre, Blood Wedding, victims of the ¿qué dirán?, what will people say, or honor, that raw pride which can make people behave irrationally. In Spain, Lorca represents passion. He was a revolutionary by mistake. All he wanted to do was express himself in his art. But in doing this, he held a mirror to the Spanish society of the time, full of women's repressed sexuality, the oppression felt by individuals in small communities, full of the danger of bottling up our dreams and desires. Although he could be a melancholic man, and did suffer from depression, Lorca was also extremely popular with both intellectuals and the general public, whom he aimed to introduce to the great Spanish classics through his travelling cart, La Barraca. Lorca's poetic and dramatic works are varied, from the more traditional poetry in romancero gitano, gypsy ballads, and the popular genre puppet plays, to the surreal Poeta en Nueva York, Poet in New York, and his impossible comedies. And of course, the great Spanish export Blood Wedding, which has a little bit of everything in it for us. His surrealist work was influenced by both his trip to New York in 1929 and his friendship with the two other great Spanish talents, Luis Buñuel and Salvador Dalí. Lorca was not killed just because he was a homosexual. That would be too easy to digest. He was killed by the fascists because he openly supported the left-wing Popular Front. His support was dangerous because he was charming, because he was popular, because his view of society and art were ahead of his time. For this reason, he was killed, like many others, by the Falange. Lorca was killed on the 19th of August 1939, exactly 5 years after dating his play Así que pasen cinco años, When 5 years pass, in which the protagonist, the young man, gets killed by three mysterious men in black. The site of his remains is unknown. He was just another victim of the Spanish Civil War. There was no moon the night that Lorca died. Over the last 5 years, the Spanish government has given permission to try to locate the remains of Lorca and other victims of the Civil War. In 2009, excavations took place in Granada, against Lorca's family's wishes, where his body was thought to be located, but no human remains were found. In June 2011, historian Miguel Caballero Pérez told the British Guardian newspaper that following 3 years of looking into all the evidence and testimonies about Lorca's execution, he was sure that his grave was located 1 kilometer away from where the excavations had taken place. Federico García Lorca's poetry still lives in Spanish popular culture, thanks to the very strong oral tradition and the many singers who have used his work. Verde que te quiero verde, from his Romancero Sonámbulo in his Romancero Gitano, is a well-known Spanish phrase from his poems. It means, "Green, I love you, green." And those singing La Tarara as children will be pleasantly surprised as adults to find out that they can quote Lorca by heart. If you're interested in Lorca's life and works, I recommend Ian Gibson's biography, which can be found in both English and Spanish. And if you would like to read a classic Lorca piece, I recommend Blood Wedding. But for something a little bit different, I recommend When 5 Years Pass. Thank you for listening to our podcast. Please make sure you visit www.azofspanishculture.com. Adios.